I could totally cry right now.
Latitude of fatitude.
You were 71 billion years off.
Hey. I graduated 6th grade again.
Queen Stephanie of France.
That would be pretty crap.
She's a beautiful best friend forever.
Here's to the future. Let's go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome into Season 3, Episode 7 of the Ram Talk Podcast. I'm running out of fingers, dude.
It's 7 already?
Yeah, I know. Lucky number 7, as it's often referred to as. My name is Hazen. Alongside me, as always, is my good friend and co-host, Matthew. Matthew, how are you doing, man?
Thank you. I also want to go last name, too, but I'll go first.
My good friend and co-host, Matthew Jepson.
There we go. I'm doing good, man. How are you?
I'm so good. Thank you so much for asking. We have a very special episode for you guys today, tonight, this whatever.
Afternoon.
In this moment, whenever it is for you, Matthew and I are going to be talking because we're all alone. no special guests this week, but
They've lost their privileges. I mean, no.
We've suspended them. We've suspended them for a couple of weeks because some disorderly conduct detrimental to the podcast.
Right.
That makes it sound like,
they did something bad. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Broke the law. Well, yeah.
Broke the law of my
Random Talk Podcast. Broke the law of my heart.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah. Anyways, so we have nothing lined up, but we're going to get there. We're going to figure
don't
it out.
Don't tell Matt.
Actually, no, I'm just kidding. We actually do have some stuff. And the first thing I want to start off with is the yay of the day. We usually do this towards the end of the episode, but I don't want to do that this week. So, Matthew, if you would like to do your yay of the day first, you are more than welcome.
Sure, thank you.
But first, if we have any new listeners, please explain what the yay of the day is and why we do it.
So this is my favorite part. I'm so happy whenever I get to explain it. The yay of the day is a segment we have of the show where we just take a couple minutes to highlight, shout out the unsung heroes of the world, of our lives. We list the things that we're grateful for, and they're not always like the big ones, that you would usually say on the Thanksgiving table, around Thanksgiving time, for example, like family, which is still welcome to be grateful for your family, by the way. But we like to go the little things that not everyone thinks about. So that's the yay of the day. Did I do a great job explaining that?
Yeah, you did. And give us a good example. And by a good example, I mean, give us your yay of the day.
So we can
see the segment in action.
Yeah. And cue sound effects that I haven't used in 3 episodes.
Yay! Yay!
Okay. Yay! But yes, my yay of the day has to go to the Game Pigeon games
on the iPhones.
So shout out to Game Pigeon. Getting back into it because we've had some texting back and forth. Sorry.
What's your top Game Pigeon game? Or maybe like top 3 or top 5?
It's a segment. Top. I got to pull it up here and then I'll send it to you.
Okay.
I'm a big basketball fan.
Do you like basketball? Is that something that you're into on the weekends?
Maybe if I'm about my friend Tayson sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, that's cool. You guys should like get together and do that sometime.
we should.
Just to kind of piggyback off you, I mean, I'm a big fan of the 8-ball, basketball. I'm not very good at darts, but I'll do it. Cup pong's pretty solid. Not very good at mini golf, but I'll do it. And I've just learned I'm really good at the, it's called 4 in a row, or you might also
know. Oh, dude, I love 4 in a row.
I didn't realize how good I was I just want to come clean here. I didn't want to admit this during the text conversation when it was happening, but Lucy, if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, Tayson just beat me in 4 in a row. I promise I had no idea what I was doing. I didn't even know that like I had it in the bag until like maybe 2 turns before I won.
That's because I was helping Tayson along the way.
That's true, because Matthew was helping me, and it was just funny because you, Lucy, I just want to make sure I'm not losing my focus here. You were
Lucy
like
Batchigaloopy. by the
way. Yeah, exactly. Saying stuff like, basically, you thought I knew what I was doing, and I was like, right. I was like, gone or whatever. I promise I did. I'm glad that I won, but I had no idea until like it basically actually happened.
I love so, four in a row. I'm pretty solid. If anyone wants to challenge me to four in a row, hit me up.
And I will beat you. I will send it to you. But last thing. Thank you, Lucy, for giving me a lot more credit than I probably deserved in that moment. I definitely ran with it a little bit more than maybe I should have is how I'd like to say that. Anyways, my day, if we can go ahead and get into that, is toilets.
Is that what you said?
Toilets, because I wouldn't want to live in a world without them.
That would be pretty crappy.
Ha ha! Okay, let's go ahead and get right into our next thing.
How was your week?
Please break down your week for the people. It is to my understanding that at least one pretty semi big thing has happened in your life over the last week.
Semi big. My week's been good, man. I graduated sixth grade again, so
you know. Let's go.
Finally passed off my multiplication charts.
Dude,
just kidding. You did that in like third grade.
we're gonna get one of those 100 grand bars like I got back in the day.
Hey, I got a Mr. Good bar right here. So, so the school year's done. So, finished on Thursday for us. So, summer vacation, man. I could see how like teachers get emotional at the end of the year. Like, man, I miss these kids. I didn't cry, but I was like, man, I'm gonna miss some of these kids, you know.
But you were right there though.
I mean, like,
oh, you were right there.
Okay.
Honestly, at the end of like every movie that I watch, I'm always just like, man, I could totally cry right now, but I don't.
Might as well just let the we are men. We don't cry.
because I refuse to show
my emotions.
congratulations on graduating.
Thank you.
Kids who are gonna go to seventh grade next year. Ooh,
can't wait, middle school. It's
gonna be the best.
I don't want to go to middle school again. What the heck?
Dude, are you gonna go with them? He's gonna be with that class of kids all the way up.
Graduation.
That'd be awesome.
And then so that was Thursday. Then I played pickleball Friday. So yesterday. No. I played pickleball Thursday. When did we hang out? We hung out yesterday, right?
Yeah, on Friday. That was
Friday. So Thursday. So same day as graduation,
you celebrated with pickleball.
I did, yes. Me, Anders, shout out Anders, he's been on the show twice. And Alex, maybe future guest on the show. We went out.
Everybody that we talk about, potential future guests.
Well, they will probably end up.
We have Alex, come on.
Alex, hop on.
Anders, you come on. Isaac can come on at the same time.
We'll have a fight.
we'll have Lucy on to talk about game pigeons and other pigeons. Why not?
Sure. We played.
I thought I had a question, but I don't. So,
well, if it ever comes up, feel free to speak your soul. But we play pickleball, which we went at like 10. No, we went at like 9:30, but it was popping. Like the whole place was like taken, so we had to wait. Thankfully, one of the courts were done being used. So we were hop back in, played a couple of games. Then me and Alex went over to the park. Which last time we talked about our epic game of tag on the park. Go listen to that episode. Super fun. And dude, parks are just underrated. Like I was talking to you because we went to the park last night and I was just like, bro, like why did we stop like hanging out at parks when we get older? Like the swing sets, you know, there's so many fun things you could do at a park.
I mean, I think, you know, parks usually aren't designed for people in our age range. I think that's the problem right there. Like what if there were like adult parks that were like proportionate playgrounds, you know what I mean? Like,
dude, let's design some, man.
Because like that park that we played tag at or whatever, like it would have been so fun if we were all like a foot smaller, you know what I mean? Yeah,
it was still really fun.
Oh, of course, of course. But I mean, like, if it was just like kind of like our size, you know, I mean, you know, maybe I'm not the best. I'm not the best measure when it comes to like how big we should make something. But like, you know, if we were to average everybody out, maybe. Anyways.
What like different things we can like, just, you're saying make the playground bigger?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, you know,
because when you go from the slide, you know how there's that little bar at the top you hit your head against every time?
Yeah,
it exactly. Got a little taller.
Yeah. So I think, you know, let's just, I mean, there probably is some type of adult park that I'm not thinking of or whatever, which sounds really fun.
You want to go and but, to the adult park?
Go there, baby. But no, I think, you know, just there's some, just, you know, because when you're a kid, you just have like so much fun doing like pretty much everything. You know what I mean? And I think we've just got to like, I think it's mindset, basically.
It's mindset.
Sure, it's make the playground bigger, sure. But I think really it's just mindset and your attitude going into it. You know what I mean? Because you can have fun wherever you want, doing whatever you want with whoever you want. Yeah.
So basically, me and Alex, we played the ground is the lava for about half an hour, and that was super fun because we would remove like objects every time we'd go around, so it made it tricky and do. Get our parkour skills going. So shout out to Parks, you know, for really coming in clutch the last couple of weeks. Appreciate the Parks.
Shout to Parks, man. The next thing,
and then so that was Thursday. Friday was fun. A lot of days just hanging out in a row. Me and you. What's also underrated is just walking. Like, just go on a walk with your best friend, man. Like, that's all. If you guys are bored, thinking of wondering what to do.
We just walked and talked.
Our
little feet off or something.
Very fun times. So, get some exercise in. I do recommend grabbing some water, you know, stay hydrated. But,
definitely.
Still fun time. Anyways, how was your week?
Oh, man, it was great. Thank you so much. I just hanging out with you know, you guys, of course, and just always having fun doing that. But really uneventful. The next thing that I do actually want to get into
okay
something that we talked about a little bit on our walk last night, which was yes, that's exactly what we did. Was that it's officially been a year since the both of us graduated high school, which, you know, around the time that we were graduating, you know, obviously we're still doing this podcast and we were kind of talking a lot about it, you know what I mean? Just about like school and about graduation, about like, oh, how, blah, 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 you know, and that's what we were talking about. And so now a year removed, I mean, you know, I wish I had thought of this sooner. I would have given you more time to prepare, but a year removed, what are kind of like just your thoughts about that, I guess, or any type of insight that you've gained from the last year that maybe you wouldn't have had back in the school days.
I'll do a quick flipperoo on the headphones there. I couldn't hear you the last sentence there.
Just like give me whatever like insight you've gained, you know, in the last year since graduating, or like any type of you know, thoughts on just, you know, it's been a year, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's crazy to think that it's been a year. I just feel like just because you don't, like, because you have these expectations and these goals graduating, and sometimes they don't happen, just know that there's always going to be a backup plan, that your life's just going to still function normally. Like, your life's not ruined after like your immediate goals that you thought were gonna happen after high school. So basically what I'm saying is don't stress about it too much, because things work out for a reason.
Yeah, I definitely want to co-sign that. I mean, you know, I had all types of thoughts and ambitions coming out of high school, or even kind of leading up to graduation, just like, well, you know, like I'm actually going to be done, and I'm actually going to have to like, you know, refocus everything into some other type of avenue. And you know, I think just like you said, it's not always so do or die with like, oh well, you know, I'm done with high school, I'm gonna go and da da da. You know, it's sometimes it's kind of more rewarding in a way to like figure it out by yourself and like not really have this whole big plan, but just kind of live your life and you know, see where you can end up within the first year or so of being a diplomat as we are. But yeah, I just thought, you know, I mean, even if you go back to our first episode on YouTube, which by the way, if you're listening to this and you can't see our beautiful faces, listen, that's a problem. You know, you don't have to, but we would appreciate if you would at least go over to YouTube and subscribe, maybe like a couple of videos while you're there.
We could get a custom URL.
drop a comment, drop in your favorite game pitching games. That would be great. Thank you. But yeah, I just think, because I totally know what I was going to say. If you go back to our first episode on YouTube, which was season 2, whoa. I said every number in the history of numbers before I said the right one. season 2, episode 31, scripted, featuring our beautiful best friend, Scooby. And if you, BBFF. Beautiful, yep, that works.
Beautiful best friend.
Beautiful best friend forever.
BBFF.
even if you go back to that time, like, you know, we had already been graduated for like 3 or 4 months at that point.
When was that? And like August?
Yeah. So it's just kind of weird. Like if you were to just like look at this and be like, oh, this is random talk in May of 2022. Versus if you go back to 2022. Yeah, that we're still here, man. And I mean, you know, obviously we weren't on YouTube for quite some time, but just to kind of think about like, you know, not only our lives and not only like our friendship or whatever, but like just kind of this show, like really, you know, not just since we graduated, but you know, just since we've started it and, you know, gone through a lot of different changes and phases and ideas and stuff that worked and stuff that didn't. I think we're in a really good place as people. I think we're in a really good place as friends. I think we're in a really good place as podcast people, hosts, wow, buddies, pals, pod pals.
Pod pals. I like it. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So here's to another year.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Here's to another year of random talk. Here's to another year of us being diplomats. And I guess I was just going to say, like, you know, it's so cool, you know, having Isaac on is often as we've had in, you know, season 3, having to be on a couple of times, I think, having Andrews on a couple of times, you know, just because there was a time like kind of mid to late season 2 where we were like, ah, like, should we like get a guest or something? Like, should we try and find somebody? And, you know, we were reaching pretty deep into the bag. I'm gonna be completely honest. I'm not gonna name any names, but they probably know, but they're also probably not listening. But there were a couple of times where it was like, all right, cool, so and so was on this week, awesome. But I mean, no hate,
guys. We're no pros.
Been on our podcast. Thank you for your contributions. And we'll, you know, send you a t-shirt or something if we ever make them.
Summer 2022 checklist.
Summer 2022. Yeah, no, it's gonna be awesome. But yeah, I think, you know,
sent you a t-shirt.
We've grown. And that's the point. That's the whole moral of my story.
It is.
And it's just cool for me to like look at these kind of milestones and stuff, like, oh, it's been a year since this, or oh, it's been 2 years since this, or you know what I mean, just because, like, obviously I remember graduation. I mean, maybe not obviously because I forget stuff, but I do remember graduation. And I said this to you. I was like, you know, it feels like it was yesterday, but it also feels like it was like 50 years ago. You know what I mean? And I don't know if that's just me. Like, I don't know if it's just like the way that my whatever, but it's just cool to kind of like have these checkpoints and monumental things that can kind of like, you know, give you a little bit of perspective on how things are going, how things have been, how things have changed. And I think all of that is really important to keep in mind when you're like, just because like, to tie this all together and put a bow on it and shove it in the closet so we can talk about something else.
or you can ship it to someone that wants it. So just exactly. Shove it in your closet.
We'll send you a t-shirt. just kind of like, because like, I mean, you know, we're not in a perfect
t-shirt that doesn't say anything.
Yeah, just like, you know, some like random like blue t-shirt. I don't know. Yeah. I just looked at you and saw you were wearing a blue t-shirt. I said that. shout out to that. But no, I guess I was just gonna say like, it's cool because although we're not in like a perfect place as a podcast, like it's not like we have like no room to grow as a podcast. It's not like we have no room to grow as people or as friends or whatever. But it's just cool to like look back and be like, oh, you know, maybe I'm not like at the top of my game yet, but you know, I still, you know, it's still a thing, you know what I mean? It's still an upward slope, exponential growth. Shout out to
why all my math. Why does MX plus B?
Doesn't it always, man?
screw that, anyway, okay? Let's stop anyway, teaching that because I'm never going to use it ever again. Please. Anyways,
congratulations to the class of 2022 for graduating. Good job, everybody. And congratulations to the class of 2021 for making it a year.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. We graduated. Heck we did yeah. It. We're done. And we're moving on to bigger and better things, hopefully. So anyways,
thanks.
If you're out there and you've graduated before,
we'll send you a t-shirt.
leave a comment about your favorite, your cap and gown size. And we'll all take a group photo or something. I don't know. I do still have my cap and gown. So if I ever want to like wear it, I could.
You should just put it on during a podcast recording.
I don't know if you guys can tell. For all the people that are joining us on YouTube, this is a door right behind me, and on the handle,
his image is blurred.
Is my little tassel from my cap. So shout out to the tassels. Oh snap! Matthew wasn't as prepared as me. Ha ha. I win employee of the week.
I can't get it off, but it's there. It's right there.
Cool. Shout out to those tassels. Shout out to those caps. Shout out to those gowns. Shout out to all that graduation stuff. Anyways, I feel like we've talked enough about this. Unless you have anything to say, please.
Oh man, here's to the future. Let's go.
Here's to the future. Let's go.
I'm gonna say let's go after every sentence I say.
Let's go.
Hypes everyone up. You know, let's go.
Let's go. I like that though. Bookmark. Hey, Matthew, editing this. Bookmark. Here's to the future. That's a sick title name.
Here's to the future. Let's go. All yeah, caps. Here's to the future. Let's go.
Here's to the future, comma, let's go! Exclamation mark. Point.
Point.
Exponential.
Exponential values.
and decay. But we're not doing that yet because we're still alive. Anyways,
let's hear from our sponsors.
actually, let's do hear from our sponsors. Wild Turkey. Listen, some of the best products you'll ever witness in your life.
Okay, is that still a thing? Like, is it still on?
I don't know.
I'm gonna pull it up right now.
I just thought it'd be funny if I shouted them out. I'm also gonna pull it up.
Can they still pay us if we don't like?
we're giving them like free stuff right now, so they better be
guys. Check us out on. Oh, it disappeared. It's no longer on my Spotify. There used to be a Wild Turkey sponsorship on our
whatever. Spotify Wild tab. Turkey sucks. We never want to trust. Get off my Spotify, please.
Yeah, we hate you.
Just kidding. Now was a great time to remind you that if you're not following us on Spotify, you should be, and you should also hit that little bell and make it green so you get notified every time we drop an episode because you never want to forget.
Tuesday mornings.
Yeah. So, I mean, unless you just know what a Tuesday morning is, then you're probably not.
Dude, I wake up every Tuesday morning like, random talk new episode.
Random talk Tuesday today.
So, yeah, go follow us on Spotify. Go follow us on Instagram.
TikTok.
At Random Talk Pod on TikTok. If you're interested in that, we're posting good stuff over there. and some mid stuff. No. But
it's mid. You know what else is mid?
What else? KFC. Is mid?
KFC is very mid.
Talk to me about
like,
it.
Like last time I had KFC was 14 years ago. Okay.
Ooh.
2008. Let's set the scene. 2008.
That was 14 years ago.
And
take me back. And take me back.
I was 5 years old because it was later in the year. And mm-hmm. We were about to move to Texas. And my aunt brought over some KFC for us as like a departing. Be okay. Safe on your travels. Here's some chicken. And I threw up eating the KFC, and I threw up basically the whole car ride to Texas. So it was miserable. Haven't been back till today because my brother works there now. And it was like the family night because they just got a new one where we live. It was family night. It's free family night. So my mom's like, I ain't cooking dinner, you know? And so we went, and very mid.
Shout out to Mama Jeffy though. Always.
Yeah.
Always killing the game. Yeah, I think.
Low mid if we're going to, you know, do a fast food tier list.
Yeah. Tune in next week where we, bring all those guys on and we ring fast food. I think it's been a really long time since I've been to KFC. Also probably like because I knew somebody that worked there or something.
I support yeah, McDonald's.
You know, nothing. I mean, I don't have like a strong opinion on KFC. Shout out to that cup. but
look at this guy. Come on.
Come on, Colonel.
Colonel, but, stick I mean, figure.
Nothing that you've said has poked anything out of my brain to be like, what? No, he's wrong. So I'm just going to go ahead and roll with you and say that KFC
thank you.
is a low mid-tier fast food chain restaurant place, something, whatever.
Yep. Anyways, on to the next segment.
Welcome back to the podcast, everybody. We haven't gone anywhere. We've been here the whole time.
Welcome to the future.
Welcome to the future, dudes. So we are going to go into a new segment, a new little game that we've never played before, called You Might Have As Seen on TV Type Moment Here. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Today we're going to find out if Matthew is indeed smarter than a fifth grader.
I mean, I just graduated. Drop your, so hopefully.
Drop your predictions in the comments below before we get into it.
I'm saying yeah. I'm getting 95% of them right.
Ooh, okay. Okay. We'll see.
95.
95.
So that's.
Stick with it.
Okay.
Okay. So, question. Again, these are fifth grade questions as deciphered by wehavekids.com.
They have kids. Sponsor us.
It could be. Hit us up.
We'll send you a t-shirt if you sponsor this episode.
Okay. Matthew, first question. We're in the history category. General world history, okay?
Ooh, okay.
What was the name of the last queen of France? What was her name?
I'm not going to get 95%. The last queen of France? Is this is not multiple choice?
No.
Frick. Queen
of France.
France. So, was it the person that like, crap.
I cannot confirm if it was the person who, crap.
Queen Elizabeth III.
I will give you one hint. Her name does not start with queen or anything like that. It's just like a regular name.
King. But times were different back then. Stephanie.
Queen Stephanie of France. Matthew, you are one for one. Good job. No, that was a joke. You got it wrong. It was a Marie.
Oh, what?
Yeah. That's Queen of France. Anyways, next question.
If this was U.S. history, I probably, you know, would be much better, but I'm not too knowledgeable.
Homer. Okay, question number two. Again, we're in the fifth grade history class right now. The region known as the Fertile Crescent is located in present day, in the present day, fill in the blank.
The what?
Fertile, the Fertile Crescent.
The croissant. Fertile Crescent.
Fertile Crescent. Croissant. Ah oui, Antoine, croissant.
Croissant. The four croissant is located in the Fertile Crescent or Crescent.
your help here is it's like a region. It's not like a continent. It's like a region, is what I'll say. I think that's right.
A region?
I'm confident. Yeah. It's not like Europe. It's like a region, you know?
Like
it's not one of the seven continents, but it's still like a
region. So like direction? Like if I say like Southwest Asia, is that
kind
or is that not the region?
It has a direction in its name, but I don't think that's gonna be a helpful hint. So, but don't think like it's not Southeast Asia or it's not like there's not a continent.
What's a Fertile Crescent? What does that mean? What is that?
It's I can't tell you what it is, but I know where it is.
Oh, thanks, man.
Well, it's
like,
called,
like, is it like a land?
So the phrasing of the question is
a landmark.
The region is called, it's the region known as the Fertile Crescent. Is located in the present day.
Oh,
so it's a region.
It's a region. I thought it was like some like, you know,
it's like, yeah, it's like
rock
like,
formation form like a crescent.
Croissant.
Yeah. North Pole.
That is not correct. Would you like to take another stab at it?
I have no idea.
It's in the present day Middle East. So. You did not get that one right either. Question number three.
I didn't learn this in fifth grade.
I know, yeah. The modern day city of Istanbul.
Istanbul, Turkey.
The modern day city of Istanbul was known by what name in the 13th century?
Insta Ramen Bowl.
I actually just had two bowls of ramen before we started recording the podcast.
Is it good?
It was pretty good. And it did not taste like Istanbul.
Oh. So the original name of Istanbul. Istanbul. Right? Is that the question?
I don't know how to say it. So this is going to not go over very well. But yeah, the 13th century, what was the region we now know as Istanbul?
Pangaea.
So that is also not correct. Would you like to take another guess?
The region? Am I the name or the region? What am I doing?
It's the name of the region now known.
All these regions, man.
Istanbul is a city, and it used to be called something else in the 13th century. What was it called?
Oh, it used to be called... Oh, I know this. Like, please, my goodness. It used to be called Charika.
No. Oh. I just had to make sure. it was called...
Charika.
Constantinople.
Is that Constantine? Was it named after him?
I don't know. Question number four. I'm not the teacher. I'm just the question giver.
Okay.
question number four. The French and Indian War. Fun rhyme. Not fun.
Good. Okay.
French and Indian War was not a fun
croissant.
Okay. The French and Indian War, which began in 1754, rhymes all over the place.
Dude.
Question number four. The French and Indian War, which began in 1754. Became the North American theater of what worldwide war that lasted from 1756 to 1763? I'll give you a hint.
Worldwide war?
No, I'll give you a hint. The answer is in the question, and I'm gonna read it again, okay? The French and Indian War, I don't know how to emphasize that, which began in 1754, became the North American theater of became the North American theater of what worldwide war that lasted from 1756 to 1763? 1756 to 1753.
The French-American War.
63, sorry. 56 to 63. That is not correct.
You're joking.
The French and Spanish War.
That is not what it's called. It is not, the name of it has nothing to do with the people who may or may not have fought in it.
Revolutionary War.
No. 1756 to 1763, America was not a thing at the time.
The colonists were.
It was called the Seven Years' War because it lasted.
Oh, so stupid. I'm overthinking this.
You are.
Better, man, okay. Be better. Okay.
Five. In which decade did Hong Kong revert from British rule? Just give me the decade.
Oh.
Not as far back. Not as far back as you might want to go. I'll just say that.
In which decade? So just decade. Decade means.
And if you get the decade right, or if you want to give me a specific year, I'll give you a bonus point because I do have the year. But it's all I'm asking for is the decade.
The decade's like 10 years, right?
That is how long a decade
is. Let's go.
For example, we are currently in the 2020s. In which decade did Hong Kong revert from British rule?
1910.
Good stuff. No. Remember how that not as far back as you might want to go?
Well, I was going to go back to the 70s, man. Like the 1770s.
Take another guess.
1960s.
Keep in mind, no, it was the 1990s.
Wow.
That's why, yeah, specifically.
1997.
Dang it. Okay, so that was the history.
Okay, 0-5.
Five so far, so 95% still maybe possible. I don't know.
I don't think so.
We are now in the English and literature portion of our trivia game here. Let me make sure I got the right
There's
thing.
There's no way fifth graders know this stuff, dude.
Who is
calling BS on that?
Listen, you're gonna get this one because I knew this when I was in fifth grade, okay?
Okay.
Who is the creator of the classic book characters Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn?
Mark Twain.
Mark Twain is the correct answer.
Let's go.
1-6. Good job, buddy.
Let's go.
Okay. The words... No, keep... Listen carefully here. The words the... and A are known as what in English grammar?
The and A.
Yes. T-H-E-A-N-A. That doesn't spell anything, but like, you know.
Diana.
Diana.
Diana. You know, I don't think I ever was ever taught this in my life.
Would you like to take a guess of what would you call them? They are
functional words.
No, Matthew, they're called articles.
That's bull crap, dude. Why don't name them articles? Just they sorry, don't even I need to be. okay, why do we have to learn that, dude? That's so.
Next question. You know this. You know this. Come on.
Hey,
you
one for two so far.
I read this book at a school that you also attended, so I'm going to assume you know this.
Okay.
Who is the author of the 1960 novel about social and racial inequality, To Kill a Mockingbird? You got it, bro. You got it, bro.
J.K. Rowling. I'm just kidding.
No.
If you gave me first name, I bet I could get last name. Because I forgot. I'm going to be honest. Give me last name.
Lee.
Hey, Siri. I'm just kidding. Lee.
Lee. two syllables, six letters. Boom Boom Lee. You wouldn't say it like that, but
Boom Boom Lee,
greatest author of our generation.
Boom Boom Lee. I probably should have given your first name, though, I think about it, but
I so forgot.
Sorry. But I can't give it to you now.
Just give it to me.
Harper Lee. Shout out to Harper Lee for writing To Kill a Mockingbird. Next question.
If you were to say, what book did Harper Lee write, I would have probably guessed it, but I didn't know, like, the author, you know what I mean?
Okay. So. All right, here we go. Often seen end of a sentence, the three trailing dots that indicate the omission from speech or writing of a word or words Often seen at the end of a sentence, the three trailing dots that indicate the omission from speech or writing of a word that is able to be understood from contextual clues are known as.
So the three dots at the end of a sentence.
Like when you're like,
those are known as the. Oh boy, we're going to leave you in a cliffhanger. Articles.
That is the official name. Oh boy, I'll leave you on a cliffhanger.
To be continued. I have no idea. Transitional pauses.
They're called.
That seems official.
They're called an ellipses.
Never learned that either.
Ellipses. Okay, next question. This is the last question of our English literature, whatever portion. This should be a shoo-in, but you never really know, do you? What is the name of the most famous English playwright? Most famous, I mean, I don't disagree with it, but I don't like that that's how
they playwright? Say. Like a yes. play?
As in somebody who writes plays.
I almost said Beethoven.
Robin Hood.
Shakespeare.
Give me his full name.
William Shakespeare the Third. I don't know if he's the third. Is he the third?
William Shakespeare is the correct answer. Okay, we're gonna go ahead and move on to our geography.
Hey, 2 for 5. That was better than last.
Okay, so you're what, 2 for 10?
20%. 20%.
Nice. You're gonna get to 95, I believe.
Hey, the last 5 is extra credit.
Okay. First question of the geography chapter.
I'm ready.
What is the main language spoken in the Canadian province of Quebec?
French.
That is correct, Matthew. You are an astounding 3 for 11. Which country is both an island and a continent?
Australia.
Matthew, you're on fire.
This is my game.
4 for 12. Oh, dude. Matthew's a geography guy. That's all.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Miss Donald, ninth grade honors geography class. Vista.
A shout out to Miss Jenkins, my ninth grade very regular geography class. next question. What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north? What is the name of the sea bordered by Europe to the north and North Africa to the south? So it's in between Europe and North Africa.
North What's Africa? Mediterranean.
Say it right, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Wait, how do you say it?
It is the Mediterranean Sea.
Mediterranean. I struggle. But hey, I got it right.
You did. So you're on fire. You are so far 3 for 3 in the geography unit, which puts you at 5 for 13 overall.
That's what we like to see.
Okay. The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called blank. Keep in mind, these are fifth grade questions. I just remembered that. Sorry.
I'll take 3 for 3 any day, though.
for sure.
Crap.
As a whole, but you're killing the geography. You should be a fifth grade geography.
So Mount Everest, that mountain range right there.
Right there. Yep.
Now I have a I have an answer, but I don't think it's right.
Okay.
I'm going with the No, it's not right. So I gotta get this one right. No, I don't think it is. I think that's somewhere else. Cause we got
I really want you to be thinking of the answer.
I'm just gonna say the Alps. I don't know.
What one were you gonna say?
I don't know.
Bro, it might be right. It is not the Alps. It is not the Alps. Sorry for
what does it start with?
No, I'm not giving you that. Come on, say it.
I don't know. I forgot.
No, say it.
The Alps is my answer.
Think of all the mountain ranges you could possibly think of in the whole world.
Hey man, I didn't study mountain ranges. I studied all the other questions.
The Mount Everest.
Located on the... Nope. Still got it.
The Himalayas.
Ah, frick! Himalayas.
You should be mad about that. Come on.
I let my fans down.
You could have went perfect in geography class. But, okay, anyways. Next question. This is our last geography question.
Four for 14?
So you're 3 for 4, and you're 5 for 14.
I have 5 points?
Yeah, you got 5 points.
Let's go.
Okay. Our last geography question. Imaginary lines traversing the globe from pole to pole are called?
Pole to pole. Okay, so we got...
Oh, my goodness.
We got the... So, longitude. Did I say that right? Am I adding an extra letter in there?
The word I believe you're looking for is longitude.
Longitude.
It's not correct at all.
The longitude line. The lines of tropical cancer.
Almost fell right on my face. Did you just say the lines of tropical cancer?
Yeah.
I'm gonna disqualify you for the
game. No, that's an actual thing.
Either way, it's wrong. So,
you know what's funny? I literally heard this answer like a couple days ago for some reason, and I just totally forgot it. So,
come on, buddy, you got me.
Those are the longitude lines, though, right? Like, because latitude goes this way. Because latitude, fatitude. And he's fat, so I still wear a belt. I don't know. What is it? Gosh, dang it.
Meridians.
Meridian C.
Imaginary lines traversing the globe from pole to pole are called meridians.
That's bull crap. I like longitude lines.
You were just wrong. Okay, next up, we're going to get into some
5 for 15
questions. Science questions. You are currently 5 for 15. Okay, keep in mind, it's your fifth grade level.
Hey, 1/3 though? That's pretty good. If I shoot 33% from the free throw line, that sucks. Okay, hit me.
First science question. The Earth is at least how many billion years old? At least.
57. Nope. 75 billion. 74 billion.
What?
74 billion? Am I like close in that range?
I'm going to be completely honest with you, man. You are not close at all.
Oh. Your reaction really gave me hope there.
I'm just going to tell you.
Oh, no, 14.
Matthew, the answer is 4.
Dang it.
So you came out here, you were like, 50. No, 75. And I was like, oh my goodness, this guy, this lad right now, you were 71 billion years off.
Hey, I thought there was a 4 in it, and so that's why I went 74.
There was.
And then it went 14.
The 4 was alone.
Shout out, Miss Chapa, science class. I let you down. I took your class twice.
Okay. What are the three states of matter? And if you can get the bonus fourth one, I'll give you an extra 10 million points.
Okay, so we got super solid. Is that
10 million points.
Solid liquid gas, baby. What it do?
Good job. Okay, so what? That puts you at 6 for 17? 6 for 17, okay. The Earth, Matthew, next question. The Earth has four layers, the thickest of which is the mantle. What is the thinnest layer called?
The thinnest?
The thinnest.
I'm going to go with the crust.
The crust is right, my friend. You are 7 for 17. Good job. Okay, next question.
74 billion.
I love how you were like 50 and I was like,
it's gotta keep going up.
Oh wait, no. 75. No. You did get it down to 14 though. You did get it down
Dude,
to 14.
I'm so bad with like
even still that's 10 billion.
Yeah.
All good. Okay. Next question. Animals without backbones are known as
non-vertebrates.
You're really close. So it is
backboneless.
No, it is vertebrate, but it's not non. It's that probably made no sense.
What? Not non-vertebrate, but no vertebrae.
No, Matthew, they're called
Oh crap. Scab probably wouldn't guess that anyways.
That's the only reason I said it, because I didn't feel like you were getting anywhere.
Yeah, invertebrate.
Okay.
Hey, yeah. Half point.
Okay, so you're 7.5 out of 18.
18.
Okay. What species, this is our last science question. What species?
And that's 19 then. 7.5 out of 19. If this are last. Okay.
What species can live both in water and on land?
Oh.
What are they?
They're called amphibians.
That is correct, Matthew. You're up to 8.5 out of 20. Good job, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Okay, 8.5 out of 20 is a solid 4.25%.
We are now
42.5%, dude. If I'm shooting 42.5% from the 3-point line, put me in the NBA.
If you're shooting 42% from the free throw line,
yo. That was the last example. we're going to.
Or if you're shooting 42% on fifth grade questions,
that's pretty bad.
Okay, We're now moving to the math segment.
Oh, which, this is, dude, 100% right here, man. Come on.
This should be some cake because
easy cake.
They do literally call you Mathematician Matthew.
They do.
Okay.
They do.
You might need some scratch paper.
Got it on hand right here, man.
Okay, cool. Let's go. All right. First question. Hexagon has how many sides?
Six. Next question. Six.
9 for 21.
Let's go.
Okay. A father has 7 daughters and $100. If he wants to give each daughter an equal amount of money, rounding to the nearest dollar, how much does each daughter get?
How much does he has 7 daughters or $100?
he has $100.
Born here's who.
he has 100 daughters and $7.
Give me just a second here.
The other way around. $100 and 7 daughters to split it equally, round it to the nearest dollar. How much is that payday for those girls, man?
You round it to the nearest dollar. I got
yes.
you. I got you. Don't even worry about this, man. Like, don't sweat it.
And please show your work.
Oh, I am. I'll show. Add a decimal. Okay, the nearest dollar would be $14.
Matthew, that is correct.
There's my work right there. 14.2, and then I didn't finish because round down, baby.
Yep, 14 bucks for those $7. So that puts you at what?
10.5 out of 21.
Out of 22.
Sorry.
Next question. If a football field is 100 yards long, how many feet long is the football field?
Sorry, I was doing my math. What was that?
A football field is 100 yards long. How long is it in feet?
Okay, so basically 3 yards, one foot, okay? So if it's...
No. I'm just going to
stop. One yard is 3 feet.
Yep.
That's what I meant. Sorry. Same thing, but different units.
So 100 yards.
100 yards would be 300 feet.
Good job. That is correct. You are 3 for 3 in the math category.
Dude.
So you're up to 11.5 out of 23. Okay.
Which now, is?
I have another. Okay, sure.
50%.
Matthew, I have another story problem for you.
Oh, give it to me.
You collect 48 pieces of Halloween candy. Your parents say you can eat 2 pieces per day, plus an extra piece on Saturdays and Sundays. Let's go, mom and dad. how many weeks will it take to finish all of your candy? So you've got 48 pieces of candy. You can eat 2 pieces a day, plus an extra on Saturday and Sunday. So 3 pieces on Saturday and Sunday, 2 on everything else on the weekdays.
3 pieces on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
And no, that would be 6 because Saturday and Sunday. So 6 in all on the weekend.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And then so 6, and then you have your 2 times 5, so that's 10. So we got 16 in all. Am I right about this? So 16 divided by 48. We're looking at a solid...
The question is how many weeks
finish
all of your candy?
So you eat 2 a day, right?
2 a day and 1 extra on Saturday and Sunday.
So 2 times 7 would be 14, 1 extra on Saturday, Sunday. So we got 14, 15, 16. So we got 16 in 1 week, right? There's 48 mm-hmm. pieces of candy, right?
Correct.
We got 16 plus 16, that becomes 32. We got another 16, and that's our answer right there. So 1, 2, 3 weeks.
I don't know about how you got there, but you got it right.
Let's go.
That candy. Okay, the next one is like literally like
something that we have 4 minutes left, so.
Okay, the next one is literally like solving an equation.
Oh.
It's like 2 times 4 in parentheses divided by 5 plus 3 minus 1 to the square root of 0 equals.
I don't want to do that.
Well, the answer is 8. So.
Oh, cool. Give me another substitute another problem. Just make one up.
There are 25 miscellaneous questions. I don't know if that intrigues you at all.
Sure,
but.
So I just need one more, right? Or how many more questions?
I'll find a math one.
So I think that was 24. I think that was question number 24. So we just need one more to finish this out.
Okay.
So I'm.
Okay. I'll just give you another math one.
So I'm 12 and a half. I'm at 52% right now.
Okay, so 95 is still possible.
Hey man, if you
get this right,
a lot of points.
Okay, so Matthew, your next and final math question for Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is, I was about to read the wrong one. It says, what is the minimum age for a US president?
That's 35.
That is correct, okay. So your final math question and your final question overall is a squared plus b squared equals c squared is known as the
Pythagorean theorem. Dang it, did I say that right? I'm messing up my terms, dude.
You got it right, but you didn't say it right. I'll give it to you.
The Pythagorean theorem. As you can tell, I love speaking on this podcast because I get all the words right.
Pythagorean theorem. You got it. Okay.
Thank you.
That's all random talk. Are you smarter than a fifth grader trivia night?
13 and a half divided by 25 and a solid 54%, ladies and gentlemen.
That's pretty close to 95.
That's if you round up to the nearest dollar. Yes. Let's wrap this up because it's going to kick us out any time here.
So anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed that little trivia night.
Trivia night, random talk.
Maybe we'll do it again sometime. I don't know.
Yeah, we should, when we have more people on, we'll split up into teams and maybe do a awesome team trivia night. Yeah, we were going to do smarter than a sixth grader because I just, helped out with sixth grade this year, but couldn't find one of those. So we had to downgrade to
fifth. Anyways, hey, fifth grade was fine. Okay.
That was hard.
sixth grade would have been easier.
I bet I would have at least got 95%. 75 billion.
Dude, the earth is old, man. Anyways, I think that about it for this episode of the Rim Talk Podcast, season 7. If you haven't checked out last week's episode, be sure to go and do that. It was just me and Matthew again. We talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about I don't know, a lot of stuff. Go check it out.
In and out. And, talk about school and stuff. Fry the Flu, season 3, episode 6, last episode. Go check it out.
Yes, and also stay tuned next week for season 8. Because
wow.
Because it's gonna be great. Episode 8. It's gonna be great. Anyways. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for experiencing this podcast or maybe our TikTok or our Instagram or what. Thank you for experiencing Random Talk, however you chose to do so today. Because it's an ever for everybody. Matthew, do you have any closing thoughts you'd like to share?
Be nice to people.
couldn't have said it better myself.
Have a great summer, everyone.
Sounds like we're going away for the summer.
Hopefully.
No, we're going to be here every week, every Tuesday morning. So be here.
Tuesday morning with Matthew and Tayson. More Treehouse updates to come. We didn't do too much on that this week. So,
We got to be better. Just kidding. Next week. Next week's going to be a good week for the Treehouse. I'm calling it right now. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for watching YouTube. If you haven't done already, be sure to subscribe over there. Subscribe over there. Follow us on Instagram at Random Talk Podcast. Be sure to go follow us on TikTok.
All right, I'll take over the outro for now. Go follow TikTok at Random Talk Pod. We're posting more clips from the episodes.
I'm actual poverty. Podcast. I can't say jokes correctly.
Hey man, I couldn't say the Mediterranean croissant. Anyway,
shout out to the Mediterranean Sea. Shout out to the Pythagorean Theorem. And shout out to Lucy Pascaglubi. I guess we're gonna shout you out every week now. Anyways, thank you for listening. Thank you for watching. Shout out to all the teachers out there that just got through another year of shout out to my old English teacher Julia. She's going to the University of Edinburgh and she's studying film and arts, and she's gonna do a ton of cool stuff over there. So very happy for you, so very proud of you. Go kill over there, Julia, if you're listening to this. And be nice to people, have a beautiful life, and we will see you next week.
Peace.